the mirror. This king possessed aesthetic sense. Beauty gives you the delight, the never-ending joy, he used to say. This had a bearing on his subject. People in general developed high taste. The society produced a large number of artists and artisans, unusual. They vied with each other to catch the king's eye and win his favor. The king, amongst many good things, had grown a special fondness for interior decoration. Naturally, he promoted architecture, got beautiful palaces and forts built to facilitate furnishing and interior decoration. The top architects had just arrived. Quickly finished an excellent piece of work, and the new palace stood in lone splendor. At this opportune moment, a team of wall designers and decorators had perfectly timed its arrival. The king listened to them and must have found that they were worthy of work. He gave them orders to decorate the interior walls of the newly built palace. They started work. A couple of days passed. The king desired to go and see the work in progress. He came and he saw. He was very impressed. We are only too pleased to pronounce that the beginning does promise an excellent finish. We will come again a week hence, and henceforth you all will be treated as royal guests, proclaimed the royalty. They were very happy to receive a word of praise from the king. After the day's work, they were taken to the royal guest house to live in royal comfort until they finished their work. Next morning, another team of decorators arrived. The noble king met them and noticed extreme humbleness and simplicity in them. After thinking for a while, the king announced, "We will meet the workmen of both the parties half an hour hence. Intimate the working team heretofore." The two groups appeared before him. "One more group has arrived and we desire competition. One group shall work on one wall and the other shall take the wall opposite. The winners shall be worthily rewarded in addition to the royal wages to both," the king proclaimed. "We are ready to do our best, but plead for a screen in between to ensure originality," entreated the leader of the first group. the king approved. The two groups then started work. The next morning, the king visited to see how the second group began. He was surprised. They were all sitting. He saw nothing on the wall. They were preparing something that looked like scrubbers. Even though we see nothing on the wall, we'll allow you fair and free chance to produce your best. The other team is a royal guest, and we wish to extend the same hospitality to this team as well. You all will be our royal guests tonight onwards, said the king. Your Majesty, we are only too overwhelmed by the royal fairness and kind-heartedness, but we are used to simple life, and we've lived all our lives in tents. A few days in the palatial grandeur and comfort would give us immense joy, but if it wouldn't displease your nobility, we would like to live in our own tents and persist with a lifelong style of living, begged the leader of this group. The king was surprised, but appreciated their wisdom and allowed them to live in the tents. The king visited them again after a week to have a look at the progress. He was pleased with the first group. Halfway down, they had done exceedingly well. The other group was found only scrubbing the wall. The king quietly returned. The D-Day. The king arrived into the second enclosure only to see that they were still scrubbing. When will you finish? The king asked. When your majesty asks us to, their leader replied, that's all we can do and that's all we know. Rubbing and rubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. Can we see how they finished? He asked politely. The curtain was removed. Splendid, exclaimed the king, and turned to see the opposite wall only to find the same splendor. If only we can make a mirror of a human heart, we'll see his image